Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. This Sunday morning, we are going to continue our journey through the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 2, and after taking a couple of Sundays off to do some preaching about the subject of speaking in tongues, we're going to get back into Acts chapter 2 and continue with the record there that Luke has left for us. I think it was important for us to take some time to look at that important subject of speaking in tongues, and I hope it was helpful to those who heard the messages. What we saw as we looked into Scripture is that the modern tongue speaking that we see in some churches today could not be the legitimate gift of tongues because it does not align with what the Scripture teaches about tongues. And so no true believer in Christ who has been converted to God by the Holy Spirit has to be intimidated or feel like there's something lacking in their life. Colossians 2:10 says we're complete in Christ. And in Ephesians it tells us that we have every spiritual blessing in the Lord Jesus. And so we certainly do not have to speak in tongues to be saved or to give evidence that we have been saved. And we'll come to this subject of tongues again in the book of Acts. And so I thought it was important to take an early time out as we went through the book to look and see what the Scripture says about that topic. Now, as we pick back up in Acts 2 on Sunday, we will still be looking at day one of church history, the day of Pentecost, we call it. And we're going to begin looking at the first sermon ever preached in the New Testament church, the first apostolic sermon in the New Testament. And here's this man, Peter, who less than 2 months earlier couldn't even stand up for Christ when confronted by a girl. But now he stands up and boldly confronts those men who had Christ crucified. And he calls on them to repent and to turn to Christ for salvation. And what was the difference? Why so bold on the day of Pentecost and such a difference from 2 months prior there on the night when Jesus was arrested? Well, there's two things that were major things that were different. First of all, he had seen the risen Lord Jesus, and he knew that Jesus is alive. And he had been empowered by the Holy Spirit earlier that day to be a witness to the world about what he had seen. And he had also been through an intensive training course that Jesus took the apostles through during that intervening period of time, those 40 days in between his resurrection and his ascension back to heaven. And so Jesus had opened up the Old Testament scriptures to them and shown them in the Old Testament those passages about himself. And it's really all about Jesus when you come to understand it. The entire Old Testament is ultimately about Jesus. And so all of this enabled Peter to stand up on the day of Pentecost and to preach a Bible-centered, Christ-centered message that God used that day to draw 3,000 souls into the newly formed church. And so we'll begin on Sunday to look at this great sermon that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Probably take us 2 or 3 Sundays to get through it, but we want to see all that the Lord has for us there in that great presentation of the gospel that Peter makes in Acts chapter 2. I hope you'll be able to come and be with us and hear these messages. I want to tell you that Grace Baptist Church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We begin on Sunday mornings at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. At 10 o'clock, we have a Bible study time for adults in our sanctuary. We have Sunday school classes for children of all ages during that same hour. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our worship service as we sing praises to the Lord, as we pray, and as we open His Word. We are taking some precautions for the COVID virus during these days. We're maintaining some distance, no handshaking or hugging right now. We're being protective of one another in that way. We are also keeping space between us, and we're wearing, some of our families wear masks, and you certainly could feel comfortable if you wanted to wear a mask during the worship time. That would not be offensive to anyone. And so if you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I want to invite you to come be with us this Sunday morning. You'd be warmly welcomed by the people of Grace Baptist Church. You would not be put on the spot in any way. You wouldn't be asked to say anything out loud, or we'll not single you out in any way. And so you can just come and be with us and relax as we worship the Lord at Grace Baptist Church. If you are a member of Grace Baptist Church, I hope you will be in your place this Lord's Day. I also hope that you will invite others to come and meet with us. Maybe you could share the link to this podcast with some of your contacts and invite them to come be with us. And so if you've listened to this podcast today, I hope you will make a plan for us to meet together at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama this Sunday. And together, let's open God's Word.
Now we're